Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com. or give them a call, 405-286-7703.
Well, good afternoon. We had another volatile day. Of course, markets actually sort of calmed down, if you can believe that or not. But the live cattle were 267 lower on April at 135.67. The June's down 240 at 132.75. The August down $1.25 at 134.40. October live is down $1.02. Believe it or not, those were a couple dollars off the low. We were significantly lower than that. Earlier in the trading day, feeder cattle were down 282 in March at 153.52. The April's 292 lower at 157.60. The next month out, May there, it looks like it's going to close at 162.35 down 315. So just over $3 lower on the feeder cattle. They were down the limit at one point. So the market, even though it was down 3, it was down over 6. It did come back. The hogs were down 475, which is their limit in April, May, and June. They have been volatile, just like the cattle and the live and feeder cattle. You'll notice the spreads between the live cattle and feeder cattle is tightening in the May to October. It's around $18.50. It was as high as $33, $34 about a month ago. So those spreads are tightening between live cattle and feeder cattle, the crush spread. That's indicative of what the corn's doing. If feed prices go up, that spread does tend to tighten.
Future. Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hillary Communications serves more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications is proud to support rural youth in Oklahoma and is a proud sponsor of the 2022 Oklahoma Youth Expo. The Hillarys are sponsoring our reports on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com, as well as via Facebook and Twitter. Hillary Communications salutes the record number of OYE participants in 2022.
Well, the grain futures today, again, extremely volatile overnight. We opened up last night up 75 cents in wheat to new contract highs and didn't trade all day long in the May. Traded, but it was limited up at 1209 up 75 in May, Chicago. But Kansas City, after being limited up overnight, it did retreat. It looks like the Kansas City May was up 64 and a quarter to settle at 1214. The July 1174 and a half up 41 and a quarter. So that was off the limit after being limit last night. Minneapolis wheat was about 30 to 40. Chicago 30 to 60 or 75 higher in May. But beans were all over the place. We were down 4 in March, down 7 in May at 1660. July's were unchanged. And then corn was up about 6.5 into May at 754 and a quarter. July up 17. September up 29. December up 17.5 at 629. A lot of reasons for this volatility. It seems like the supply and demand of paper, margin calls, and people that are short having to get out and trapped in these short positions is what's driving the market up. That's a major thing. We're seeing these spreads between different months in Kansas City and Chicago moving unprecedented levels and unprecedented volatility. But hopefully today's session allowed everybody to even up whatever positions they needed to get out of.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.